Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday, the 22nd day in August of 2023. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through your day. We're going to start with an investigation that led to the understanding that a ransomware group that operates the Cuba ransomware module has added to their toolkit an exploit for the very popular software Veeam. Veeam is a great software, but they have a flaw that impacts their backup and replication software, and that's tracked as CVE-2023-27532. Now, while investigating an attack that Cuba conducted on critical infrastructure in the United States and an IT provider in South America, researchers found that Cuba ransomware had utilized and included the exploit for Veeam in their toolkit that they used to conduct their operations. This allows Cuba to gain initial access into and move across the networks of their victims. So if you don't want to give Cuba ransomware operators access to your network or allow them to move once they gain access within your network, go ahead and patch that vulnerability if you use Veeam to help reduce the chances that Cuba is able to compromise you. We're going to move from national critical infrastructure and Cuba all the way to Japan, where a watch company had their operations disrupted by ransomware. Black Cat, or ALPHV, sometimes pronounced ALPHV, has conducted a ransomware attack against the Japanese watchmaker Seiko, one of the world global leaders in watch sales. Now, interestingly enough, Seiko did disclose that this occurred on the 2nd of August, earlier this month, but it's believed that the attack actually occurred in late July. Why this matters is because Seiko watches are very pricey in some cases. And so luxury watchmakers presumably have the funds to pay ransomware operators. And ransomware operators like Black Cat target companies with assets that the operators believe can be used to pay so that they can restore operations to Seiko. We don't know exactly what the impact here was. We don't know what data was stolen, but Seiko did disclose the cyber attack. And if a customer, employee, or business partner were impacted, Seiko should be reaching out to you very soon. We're going to move from one ransomware to another. Although we're not sure this is ransomware, looks like it could have been a ransomware attack against another utility company. This occurred on the 18th of August, just last week, and it occurred against an Australian energy company, one of the largest, Energy One Limited, EOL. Now, EOL is a publicly traded energy company in Australia, and they disclosed that they had the cyber attack just yesterday on Monday, the 21st of August. And what's interesting about the disclosure is that it gives very little details about exactly what the nature of the attack was. Looks like they're worried about some data may have been stolen and there was some impact to operations. That smells like ransomware. It could just be data theft. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's ransomware. We will have to wait for the investigation. But what the average person should understand is that although this is an Australian energy company, they are a publicly traded company, and so there are several key impacts here. Number one, Energy One Limited also has locations and services globally, and at least one system in the UK was also impacted by this attack, which could have implications for privacy of users in that region under the European Union's GDPR privacy law. And also, the company could be looking at any kind of violations from the local Australian government, who has been clamping down on organizations and their response to the theft or disclosure of data of their victims. And so there's a really big issue here. We don't know exactly who conducted this attack, but it does herald that criminals are targeting critical infrastructure. Energy, something that we can't be without or have downtime, So presumably energy companies would be more willing to pay the criminals to make everything work again so they can reduce the impact on their customers. We're going to end today with another critical resource that many people don't think about, and that is space assets. Yes, satellites. Increasingly, your internet, your cable television, and other critical resources like GPS all come from space. There's an increasing number of satellites and space things floating around the Earth. And in a joint advisory, the Counterintelligence Security Center, the FBI, and the United States Air Force all warn that the adversaries of the United States see U.S. space assets, satellites, technology, things in space, as potential threats. And this is very concerning because of conspiracy theories around space lasers, but also because we have documented cases where hackers or governments or entities in places like Russia and China are actively looking to understand via hacking or other surveillance or spying methods what space assets the United States has in orbit, what those assets are doing. Imagine a nation able to shut down another nation's internet by interfering with satellites. These are the types of threats that the United States in this joint advisory outline and why it's so critical to protect those assets. And this comes just weeks after the United States Air Force conducted a hackathon where an actual small satellite was launched into space and hackers were encouraged to try to hack it, to break it, to bring it down. And this was an effort for the U.S. Air Force to understand how that hacking occurred and how to better protect these space assets. So the next time you look in the sky, just know that cyber is very prevalent in space just so much as it is on Earth. And that'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Tuesday. It's going to be a great rest of the week, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. We'll see you tomorrow. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to a new world athletic champion of the 100 meter in the 2023 Budapest competition. Shikari Richardson is getting a sincere tip of the cap because she is the new world champion in the 100 meter race, coming in at a blazing 10.65 seconds. This was after she struggled to make it to the final race, showing dedication, tenacity, perseverance, the ability to overcome, evaluate, and improve in real time. And so to you, Shikari Richardson, for showing all of those attributes and what it takes to be a champion, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on running.